Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Kuf Lamed Gimel in Masech Shabbos, the 195th daf in Shas. We pick up on Kuf Lamed Gimel Amid Aleph, four lines from the top. Today's daf is a well-known one in Shas. We're going to see quite a few topics that are very important and very popular. First, we're going to deal with the topic of Dover Shein Meskavin and the Halachos of Psik Reshe. We're going to discuss some halachos in regards to Hilchos Yom Tov. Then we will have the halachos of Mila, followed by the very famous sugya of Zekeli Vanveyu, and then the controversial topic of Metzitza. Not controversial in the Gemara, but controversial today. We begin four lines from the top on Kuf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, Omar Mar. The beginning of the Gemara is continuing off the issue of doing Mila despite the fact that there is Saras. On yesterday's daf, on Kuf Lamed Beis, the Gemara had a Svara to suggest, according to Rava, that Mila Bismana is Doche Saras. We learn out from a Kal V'Chomer that that Mila is Doche Shabbos, certainly it will be Doche, the Isser of cutting off Tzaras, if there is Tzaras on the Mila. Amar Mar, Mbasar Afo Bishyeshan Beheres Yimo, Divir Rebbe Yoshia, that even if there is Tzaras, the Halachi is you're allowed to cut it off. Ask the Gemara, Halamali Kura, why did we need to darshan from the Pasuk Basar, that Basar is superlative, and it tells us that you cut off the Tzaras. Dover Shein Meskavinu, he's not intending to be over the Yisur Tzitzas Baharis. V'davar Shem Eskavim Mutter. And we're going right now within the opinion of Rabbi Shimon that says that Davar Shem Eskavim is Mutter. Amar Rabbi Eloi Nitzrachal, Rabbi Yehuda. You're right. According to Rabbi Shimon, we should say it's Davar Shem Eskavim is Mutter. However, we're going according to Rabbi Yehuda, Davar Shem Eskavim Asur. That means that even though your intention is not to be over the Yisur, nevertheless, you're not allowed to do it. Rav Amar Fil Tem Rabbi Shimon. We could say it's even going according to Rabbi Shimon. Moide Rabbi Shimon Psik Reisha V'lo Yomas. Rabbi Shimon would agree if it's inevitable that you're going to be over the Yisr in such a case, then you don't have the Heter of Dover Shein Meskayim. The Gemara follows back and says, wait a second, that was a great answer. That's a Psik Reisha. If that's so, why did Abaye say that we're only going according to Rabbi Yehuda? We could be going according to Rabbi Shimon because cutting off Metzora is a classic case of a Psik Reisha. Asking the Gemara, V'Abaye Lesley Hai Svara? Mamish the Gemara on Ayin Hey Amid Aleph and on Kuf Gimel Amid Aleph, and as you see, Masoras Shas counts off many other places in our Masechtas throughout Shas that we have an expression of Abaye and Rava both said that Rabbi Shimon is Moda, that if it's a Dover Shem Eskav of Psik Reisha, the Lo Yamus, of course, the expression Lo Yamus meaning that you're going to cut off the animal of the head, which is Isser Daraisa of Shochet, are you going to say that you're not mechaving for it to die? Of course, if it's inevitable, then you're considered as if you're mechaving. Says, answers the Gemara, Basar Deshama Mirava, Savra. After Rava heard this from Abaye, he loved it, and he accepted it as well. When our Talmidim and our friends say something good, we should accept it, Ahava. Actually, today, in Shir, in my daily Iyun Shir, one of the Talmidim, Adi Pasternak, pointed out that what I had said was entirely incorrect. And Baruch Hashem, he saved us by pointing out the Emma. Says the Gemara, Ika demasal hada abaye v'rava. Aha. Some referred to this discussion of the positions of Abaye and Rava in the following context. Hishamar b'negat saras lishmar v'od v'lasos. The Torah says, be very careful. Lasos yata ose. Avol. Chazal darshan that the pasuk says lasos, that you're not allowed to do something actively to the tzaras. In other words, to cut it off. However, what you're allowed to do is still put a bandage on your foot or anything else on your foot, or to put a baggage on your back, even if there is a risk that the tzaras would come off, vim avra avra, and if it falls off, there is no problem. So you can't do something directly to it, but if it happens tangentially, then it's okay. Asks the Gemara on this teaching, V'halama likra, davar shei miskaven, who davar shei miskaven mutter, davar shei miskaven is mutter. So why do we need exeris akasa la sosa? Amar Abaye lo nitzcha, Rabbi Yehuda damar davar shei miskaven aser. So Abaye had given this idea that we're following Rabbi Yehuda in a totally different case. This case of tzaras, where you might knock it off. So Abaye says, that's going according to Rabbi Yehuda, you have to worry about it even if you're not mechavim. Rav amar fil ter, Rishim moder, Rishim sikresh v'lo yomitz. That here, it's an issue of psikresha, it's inevitable it's going to happen. Gemara continues on the first wide line, Kuflam Gimel Amenach, Va'abaye lesle hai svar, does Abaye not go with that svar? Va'abaye v'rava d'ami tarvam, mother b'shem psikresha v'lai amos? Question mark. L'masa d'sham me rava, savra, savra, he accepted it. He accepted this idea. Now the Gemara goes back and analyzes Abaye. So the Gemara says that ultimately, we will have the opinion of both Abaye and Rava, that if it's inevitable that the Beharis will come off, then the halacha would be that it will be most definitely Aser. After the Gemara shows that Abaye could also go with Rava's Teretz, the Gemara goes back to Abaye's original suggestion, and that is that the statement of Basar was going according to Rabbi Yehuda that would say Dover Shem Miskaving is Aser. Asks the Gemara, Va'abaye three lines in to the wide, Aliba de Rabbi Shimon Hai Basar Mai Avalei, then you don't need the Pasuk because you should have Dover Shem Miskaving like we had asked originally five lines before the wide lines. Amar Ravamram, Ravamram said, Ba'omer Lokutz Barasa Hu Miskaving. No, we have to say that we were talking about a case where he says explicitly that he intends to cut off the Beharis, that is his intention, and since it is his intention, then the only reason we would allow for Mila is because of the Xeris HaKosav. Ask the Gemara, Tenach Gadol, I understand if he's already 13 years old, you'll use that Makar for that, but we should need another Makar for a Katan. Katan Ma'iko Lameimer, how would you know in regards to Katan that the same Halacha applies? Rashi explains that the question is because a Katan is not capable of having kavana. So then the whole answer of Lokutz Barasa is not going to work by a katan. Amar Rabbi Sharshi Ba'omer Avia Ben Lokutz Baras the Beno who the Kamishavin. We're talking about a father who's cutting off the Beharis of his son, where he says that his intention is to cut off this Beharis, this Tsaras specifically, and not to do Mila. That's what the Pasuk is talking about. Vi'i Ika Acher, Li Avid Acher. And if there is another person to be able to do the Mila, in the case of Tsaras, better to have someone else do as opposed to the father. In a case of where you have a contradiction, a stira, between Ase and Lo Sase, better that if to find a way to fulfill both Ase without violating the Lav. And if not, then better to have then you should have Vase Bidocha Losase. So the Gemara asks, so it's a question over here, why is the father doing it in this answer? Have somebody else do it. Because in such a case, the father is not going to be Mechaving, is being Mechaving to cut off the Beharis, but another person would not be Mechaving to cut off the Beharis. The Rishonim explain, because the other person has no interest, has no vested interest in making the child Tameh. Tahar, excuse me, has no vested interest in cutting off the Beharis to make the child Tahar. A father does. So why don't we have someone else do it as opposed to the father? And if we have someone else do it, then the answer that we had given, that we were talking about a case where it would even be us, or according to Rabbi Shimon, where the father intends to cut off the Beharis of the son, that would not exist because we'll always have someone else do it. Answers the Gemara, Delek Acher, there is no one else to be able to do that act of cutting of the Mila. There wasn't anybody else to do it. Hence, according to Abaye, that would be the case in which Rabbi Shimon would need the Pasuk. The Gemara now goes on to analyze the rule that Rabbi Akiva had given us in the Mishnah, and that was, let's turn back to Mishnah Kuf Lamed, Amar Aleph, five lines into the Mishnah, Klal Amar Rabbi Akiva, Kol Melacha She'ev Shel Asoisim Erev Shabbos, but those things that could been done Erev Shabbos, they won't be docha. So if you have a malacha that could only be done on Shabbos itself, Rabbi Eliezer says it's docha Shabbos. Rabbi Akiva says, excuse me, it's docha Shabbos. I'm Rabbi Yudam Rav Halachka Rabbi Akiva. We follow the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. Tanan Nami Gabi Pesach Kiai Gavna. And we learn also in regards to the slaughtering and the hakrava of the Karban Pesach, when Erev Pesach falls out on Shavuot, that the Mishnah and Pesachim inside Samach Dalet and Menal says, Klamam Rabbi Akiva, Kol Melacha Shalasosa, Me Erev Shabbos, Eina Docha Es HaShabbos. Every Melacha that you were able to do on Erev Shabbos is not Docha Shabbos. Shechita, however, the slaughtering of the Karban Pesach, which has to be done in the afternoon on the 14th, Shiev Shalasosa Erev Shabbos, couldn't be done on the 13th, if the 13th falls out on Friday the 14th on Shabbos, Dochez Shabbos, that would be Dochez Shabbos. Vam Rav Yehuda, I'm a Rav, and Rav Yehuda taught in the name of Rav Halachik Rabbi Akiva, that we have followed the opinion of Rabbi Akiva Tzricha, and we need both our Mishnah as well as the Mishnah in Pesachim. Diashmin and Gabi Mila, if Rabbi Akiva had only taught in regards to Mila, Hasam Udamach Shirin Efshalasos Me Etmol Lo Dochez Shabbos, Deleka Kares, Avo Pesach, Diika Kares, Ema Litru Shabbos. When it comes to the case of Mila, where you have the Machshire Mila that we said that's Eshlasos Me'etmal, it's not Doche Shabbos. That's specifically in a case where it's not punishable by Kares. Rashi explains that even though Mila can be punishable by Kares when a person is over Bar Mitzvah, however, we're talking about a case of a child where you push it off a day. So then for Sunday, then there's no punishment of Kares. Avo Pesach diika Kares, ema litru Shabbos. But Pesach, even if it was Efshar La'asosa, that the person's going to have to be vatel the Karban Pesach, so then in such a case, then maybe it would be Docha Shabbos. So we need to teach us Pesach. V'yesh mina gabi Pesach, if it only said Pesach, b'shun nechlesu alea yugim obrisos. Avo, the lo nechlesu alea yugim obrisos. There it doesn't have the krisos yud gimel brisos, avo mila d'nichvaso ala yud gimel brisos, but mila has this chashivos that 13 times it's mentioned the bris between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Zera Avram, ema litru Shabbos, and I would have a hava mina, even if it was efshar la'asosa me'erev Shabbos, it should be docha Shabbos, tzricha, I need both cases. Our Mishnah continues, four lines from the bottom, with some more halachos in regards to mila. On Shabbos. Osin kol tzorchim mila b'Shabbos, you do all the tzorchim mila on Shabbos. Mo'alim, the mila is done. Uporin, the priya is that when the foreskin is pulled down. Umotzitzin, motzitzin is when the blood is sucked out. V'nosin alel, isplinus, and a bandage is put on. V'chamin, as well as a pant-like substance called cumin, which grew like a carrot and was used as a herb. Imlo shachak me'erev Shabbos, if it was not crushed in Erev Shabbos, then lois b'shina, then you're allowed to chew it with your teeth, v'nosein, and then it could be put on as a form of remedy for the child. V'imlo taraf yayin v'shemen be'erev Shabbos. If he did not mix together wine and oil on Erev Shabbos to put as another remedy on top of the wound, you should put each one on separately, but you can't mix them together. It is quoting the name of the Ramban in the Sefer Torah Sa'adam that this is Aser Midrabanan because it's Ovda Dechol. Shulchan Aruch Harav says that's Aser because of Refuah B'Shabbos, if one would mix the two together. Ve'ein Osin La Choluk L'chatchila, and you're not allowed to make a type of cover for the bandage on the Gid, on the Aver L'chatchila B'Shabbos. Avol Korech Alei Smartut, but you're allowed to bend on top of it a rag, a clean rag, of course. Imlo Hiskim Erev Shabbos, if it wasn't set up before Shabbos, Korech Alotzbo, he bends it around his finger, that clean rag, Umevi Vafilu Bechatzar Acheres. The Moel is allowed to put it on his hand with a Shinui, Rashi says, that he carries it out in a way that's not normal from the way one does it during the week. Analyze the Gemara. Michti k'tani kule kol tzarchei mila. The Mishnah had said that you're allowed to do all tzarchei mila b'Shabbos. Lasui mai, what is that coming to include? Says the Gemara, lasui ha'tan rabbanon, it's coming to include what, that which the rabbanon taught us. Hamal, when it comes to mila kol, not shu'asuk b'mila, anytime that he's involved with the mila, chayzer bein al tzitzin ha'akvinas ha'mila, bein al tzitzin shem akvinas ha'mila. Then he goes back, both for the foreskin, that is min ha'torah ma'akev, that in other words, it's not considered as if the mila was kosher at all. Also on the tzitzin, that even if he doesn't take them all off, nevertheless, halachically, the individual is no longer on an oral. However, continues the Gemara, Piresh al tzitzin ha-makvenes ha-mila. If, however, he stopped cutting the tzitzin ha-makvenes ha-mila, chozer al chozer, then he goes back. In other words, if he's in the middle of cutting off the tzitzin ha-makven and he stops, then he has to go back. Al tzitzin she'ein makvenes ha-mila, ein a chozer. But tzitzin are not makven ha-mila, it doesn't go back. He does not go back. Man tana piresh ein a chozer. Who is the tana that says that you do not go back? And that is the chidush of our mission of Kol Tzarcho, to tell us that for tzitzin ha-makvin you do go back, and tzitzin shein ha-makvin don't go back. Who is this Tana? Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shmuel ben Noshe, Rabbi Yochanan ben Brekeh. It's Rabbi Shmuel, the son of Rabbi Yochanan, the son of Brekeh. The Sanya. We learned in a Braisa in regards to the Karban Pesach being done on Shabbos. Our boss are Shechalios b'Shabbos, Ad Mavshit Adam ha-Pesach ha-Rechaze, you're allowed to strip the Karban Pesach until its breast area. We discussed this braisa earlier in Shabbos on Kuf Tev Zayin on the base. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel ben Noshe Rabbi Yochanan Broka, the Chacham are Mavshit Neskilon. The Chacham say that you're allowed to do the Hefshit on all of it. So that is what we saw, that when it came to Rabbi Shmuel ben Noshe Rabbi Yochanan Broka, that they limited only that which is necessary. So too over here, we say that only what's necessary is done, and what is not necessary is not to be done. Says the Gemara, no. Ad kan lo kam Rabbi Shmuel ben Noshe Rabbi Yochanan Brocha. When Rabbi Yochanan ben Brocha said that you only do the skinning of which is absolutely necessary, hasa mishum de lo biinon zekeli van veyu, that there's no mitzvah of hider mitzvah, of making the mitzvah beautiful. Aval hacha, when it comes to mila, that sits in she'ena ma'akvin, you should go back, de biinon zekeli van veyu. That because there's a mitzvah of making it beautiful. Hachinami, de sanyo zekeli van veyu, son of the mitzvahs. That we learned in this idea that there is a special mitzvah beautifying the mitzvah. So I say the fun of sukkah, no, should make a beautiful sukkah, the lulav, no, beautiful the lulav, a shofar, no, tzitzis, no, sefer Torah, no, because of bo, lishmo, you should write sefer Torah, l'shem, the mitzvah. Bidyo, no, with a nice ink, pekumas, no, with a nice quill. Bilavlar, uman, with an expert scribe, the karcha, bishirai, no. And he should tie it together in nice silk. That's all part of the mitzvah of Zekeli Vanveyu. What we see from here is that the mitzvah of Zekeli Vanveyu, also the Gemara Kames, applies to Mila as well. Now the Gemara quotes a dissenting view, Abishol Omer Vanveyu Havidomelo, that you should be like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ani Vehu. That's how he understands the pasuk that we say in Az Yashir, Zekeli Vanveyu, Havidomelo, Mahu Chanun Vrachum, Afato. It's just like he is Chan Rachem, so too merciful, Afato Yechan Rachem. El Omer Ravashi. Ravashi is going to give a different shot because we had suggested that the reason why you don't go back for the Tzitzit Shema Akvin is we're following the opinion of Shmuel ben Noshe Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, who says that you don't go back and finish the Karban Pesach when you skin it. But we had asked, we pointed out that except for Abishol, there's a mitzvah of Zekeli Vanveyu to beautify the mitzvah. And that should be a reason to go back, which you don't have by the Karban Pesach. Elam Ravashi, rather Ravashi said, I'll tell you another reason why you don't go back. Haman Rebbe Yosi, Disnan, Bein Shinir Balil, Ubein Shinelo Nir Balil, Mechalin alav es haShabbos, that all people that saw the moon, we would encourage them to be Mechal the Shabbos, even though we knew that there was something faulty in their testimony. In this case, the fault would not be anything that they were saying, but it was Bigalui, Balil, it was obvious to everybody. If it was obvious to everybody, then why would we encourage everybody to be Mechal HaShabbos? Because their malacha is not necessary. Nevertheless, the Tanakhama says that one should. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Nira Balil E Mechal Ves HaShabbos. Only if it's a case in which it's not obvious, then you would be Mechal Shabbos. But if it's obvious to all, you would not be Mechal Shabbos. So the Gemara suggests that over here as well, that we're following the opinion like Rabbi Yossi. Let's see how Rashi explains it 8 lines before the wide. Alma afagav diika mitzvah. Kimilach tzarech levoa hu lo mechalina. Even though there's a mitzvah, but since it's not necessary, you're not Mechal. Vachinami pirish. So too over here, even though you started being mechal with the milah, but there no longer is a tzorech. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah quotes that the Tanoim explained that we did not want to discourage, according to the Tanakhama, people from coming in the future. And Rabbi Yossi is not concerned about that. So therefore, Rabbi Yossi is not concerned. We see, limits it to only when it's a tzarech. Over here, it isn't the tzarech because it's ma'akiv in the milah. Says Gemara, Dil ma'ad kan lo kam Rabbi Yossi asim lo nitnu Shabbos litchos. Avol hacha de nitna Shabbos litchos hachinami. But over here, it's different. When it comes to the instance of someone who saw it bigalui, they didn't start being Mechal Shabbos. However, over here, we were already Mechal Shabbos. So once you're already Mechal Shabbos, then we would say, finish off. So again, there's no explanation yet of why we say that you have to stop by the Tzitzin Shem Akvin. El Armin Ador, Rabbanim, the Pligalad Rabbi Yossi. We're going with the Rabbanim who disagree with Rabbi Yossi. The Snan, as we learn in a Mishnah in Menachos, there are 4 Kohanim that would go in the setting up of the Shulchan on Shabbos. The Mishnah in Menachos describes, the Gemara quotes in Menachos Dav Zayin, it's in Menachos the Mishnah on Tzadi Tesam Beis, Arba Kohanim Nichnasim, 4 Kohanim would go in. Now what we're going to show is in a very different case, in the Sidur, the setting up of the Lechem Aponim, we're going to see there's a machlokas between Rabbanan and Rabbi Yossi that one could find a parallel to if one had stopped doing something in Mila when you go back. So the 4 Kohanim would go in. Shnayim biyodayim, shnei sedarim. There were 2 of them that had the 2 setups of the Lechem Aponim. Ushnayim biyodayim shnei vezichim. And 2 of them had the kapos that were full of Lavona. Va'arba, and after them there were 4 Kohanim, Makdimin Lifnehem, that would come in front of them. Shnayim Lito Shnei Sedarim. 2 of them were there to take the previous Sedarim from the previous week. In other words, to take out the old Lechem Aponim that was on the Shulchan. Ushnayim, and the other to Lito Shnei Vezichim, to take the Lavona from the previous week. Hamach Nisin, the ones who came in, Oimden, they would stand by the width of the Shulchan, Matzafon on the north. Ufneim, Ladarim, they'd be pacing the south, Vamotzian, Oimden, and those who were taking out the Lechem, Badarim, they would be standing by the south, Ufneim, Latzafon. Elu, the ones who would take out, Moshchin, they would pull away the Sidrei Lechem, Ve'elu manichim, and while they were pulling out the old bread, the new ones would be put in by the people who are carrying it. Tivcho shel zeh b'tzad tivcho shel zeh. And the edges would meet, would be within the tefach of each other. Mishum shenemar lefnei Hashem tami, because Lechem Aponim were always supposed to be there. So the moment one came in, one came out, the other came in. Rabbi Yossi said you didn't need to be so precise. Afilu elu notum ve'enu machnichin av zeh hayu tamid. Even if there was a moment where there was nothing on the Shulchan, as long as in general one took and the other, one took out and the other put in, so then that's going to be okay. Says Rashi, according to Rabban and Rabbi Yossi, who are so machmir, what's the reason they were machmir? Because the moment that you take it off is a moment by itself where there wasn't anything on the lechem apanim. The fact that you go back and you add is not enough. Everything has to be done in one maisa. So too, if the mila has been already completed, you can no longer go back. The Gemara continues, Tana Rabbanan mehal kitin es hamila. The mila is brought together, particularly at tzitzin ha-ma'akvin, and then cut off. Vim lo hila kitin, if it's not brought together, onush kares, the punishment is kares. Mani, who gets kares if that's not done? Amrav Kohana Uman, the expert. Who's the expert? The Moab. Maskiv lo Rav Papa Uman. Are you going to say it is the Moel? Lema lehu. Let the Moel say to them, Ano avdi pala de mitzvah. I did half of the mitzvah. I didn't do anything bad. Itan avidatu de pala de mitzvah. And you do the other half of the mitzvah. Elam Rav Papa Gadol. Rav Papa says the one who's going to get kares is a Gadol who had his tzitzin ha-ma'akvin not removed. Maskel Rav Ashi, Gadol behediksive, that's beferish in the pasuk. V'aral zachar shalo yimol, that if he didn't get a mila, that's, and clearly if it's tzitzin ha-ma'akvin, he didn't do mila. So why do I need a braisa to say v'lo ilakeit onush kares? Question mark. Elam Rav Ashi loylem uman. Really, we're talking about the moel. Ukigon, and for example, the Asa, Bein Hashmoshes to Shabbos, Bein Hashmoshes to Shabbos came, Va'amru Lei, and they said to him, Lo Misafkta, you're not going to have enough time to cut it off before Shabbos. Va'amalu Mispekina, I'll have enough time. Va'avivlo, Stapik, Vishtakich, the Chaburu, the Avid Vanish Kars. And it turns out that he didn't do anything. All he did was a Chabura. In our case, the Mila was begun late on Shabbos day, and since he didn't get to finish the whole Mila on Shabbos day, and he didn't cut off the Tzitzin HaMa'akvin on Shabbos day, in such an instance, then he only did a Chabura on Shabbos. Since he wasn't able to finish the appropriate way of halachically doing the Mila on Shabbos, and that became a Chabura. So that would be the answer to the reason why the Brisa needs to say Melohi Laket Onesh Karis to describe that type of instance. We learned also Motzitzin that it is sucked out, the blood is sucked out. Amar of Papa, Hai Umna, this Moab, the Lo Mayit Sakoni, if he doesn't do Mitzitza, it's a Sakona, Vavrinon Le, and we remove him from being a Moel because he is putting the child into a sakana. So asks the Gemara, Pshita Sadar Pashit, Midaka Mechala Shabbosa. If our Mishnah said that you even Mechal Shabbos, by drawing out the blood, you're being Mechal Shabbos. So we say, even to be Mechal Shabbos, Sakanto who? Sakana who? If we allow him to do it on Shabbos, obviously, it's a sakana. So what was Rav Papa teaching us? Mao the same, I would have thought, Dhai dam mifkid pocket, that this blood is sitting by itself as if in a pocket. And therefore, it doesn't qualify as chilul Shabbos. And that's why we allowed it. Kamashon chibure michbar. This discussion is a big discussion in a few places in Shas, whether the blood is a chabura, or you're, in other words, that you're taking out the blood from the body, or you're opening the part of the body, not taking it out, and just the kis, the pocket of blood, comes out. However, we understand that it's a hard way, it's hard for us to understand this question, mikveh pocket and chibure michbar, in our understanding of the way the human physiology of the body works. But that's the difference between two. Chibure Michbar says that you're wounding the body and taking out the blood. And Mifka Pakin means that you're just taking out the case, but it's not considered a wound. So therefore, Kamashman Chibure Michbar. The Chidush is that it's considered as if it's a chabura, and it's not considered just simply in a pocket. And nevertheless, we allow you to do it on Shabbos in order to save the child from sakana. V'dumya da splitus v'kumun. And just like we see that you're allowed to make the cumin as well as put on the bandage. We mean to equate it to those two. That if you don't put them on, it's a sakana. Afachinami. So too, if you don't do the mitzitza, kilo avid sakana. In such a case, sakana who will qualify as a sakana. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes the Gemara Rashi from Daf Kuf Lamigimel, and we now go on to Halacha from today's daily Daf Kuf Lamigimel. Bezos Hashem Yisparech, our halacha topic from Daf Kuf Lamigimel, touches on a contemporary halacha issue, which I am a young and small person. I have no intention to get involved with a machlokis that is both L'Shem Shemayim, and unfortunately I think sometimes as well, Shelo L'Shem Shemayim, and it's not my place on many, many different levels to be machriya, but I'd like to through all of the shrill part of the controversy, maybe outline for the people who are learning the Daf Yomi, the basic shitas of Mitzitza Bepeh that emerge from our sugya, and then give this the impression that I got from my Rabbein, but of course not at all to be Machriya, where much more learned and much older, much greater people have already spoken. The Gemara on Kuf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis tells us that the concept of Mitzitza Bepeh, we violate on Shabbos by having the blood sucked out of the Mila, even though it's an Isur D'Oraisa, because of the Sakana that took place. Although it is not clear exactly what the sakana is, there are a few cryptic words in the Rambam. I am not a doctor to speculate exactly what the Rambam is saying, but the Rambam says that the reason why mitzitza was done is ad sheyetze hadam mimekomos rechokim, in order to pull the blood out from other places. In other words, maybe the Rambam is worried about some type of clot. Kedesha lo yavi l'day sakana. And then, of course, we have the halacha that any mo'el that doesn't do it has to be removed because of the sakana. Now, the Shalos Tshuvas Yehuda Yala, who was a Talmud of the Chassam Sofer, as well as dozens, and I'm not exaggerating, dozens of Shilas and Tshuvas, I'm not talking about contemporary Tshuvas, but Tshuvas from Reb Shlomo Kluger, the Aruch Laner, the Avnei Nezer, the Minchas Elazar, the Maria Sad, also a Talmud of the Chassam Sofer, all feel strongly that Mitzitza Bepeh is part of the Mitzvah of Mila itself. Many of these Shilas Uchuvas feel this way. Particularly the one that is most explicit is in the Chuvas Yehuda Yala, in Chelek Aleph Yoredea Simen Reish Nun Ches. He suggests, I don't understand exactly his argument, but he suggests that there most definitely is two components to Mitzitza Bepeh. One is because of the Sakana, and the other, he says, is that there is a halacha l'moshe misinai that exists outside of the sakana. And that he explains, halacha l'moshe misinai, there he explains, based on inyanim of Kabbalah. It's also quoted, not as far as the Tshuvas Yehuda Yala, but the Aruch Laner in his Tshuvas Binyan Tzion, in Simen Chav Gimel and Chav Dalid, who describes that our Mishnah makes no mention specifically of Sakana, and he as well suggests that there are two parts, one being Sakana, and number two being the issue of the mitzvah of Mitzitza per se. Finally, in contemporary terms, the Rav Vosner, in the Tshuvas Shevet Alevi, Chelek Vav Simin Kuf Memches, as well as Chelek Yud Simin Kuf Samaches. There is an excellent summary of these Mar Mekomos in the Pnini Halacha of the Masifta Gemaris. Rav Vosner tells over that he had an encounter with the Chazon Ish. It's well known that Hasidim, as you could see from the arguments that we've mentioned before, where there's Kabbalah that's at play, the Hasidim were on the forefront of not being Mevatel, as to this day, Metzitza Bepeh, that the Shevet HaLevi quoted the Chazon Ish as giving him a Yasher Koach about being Makbid to do it specifically Bepeh and not doing it Bekli, and the Lashon of the Chazon Ish that he quotes is striking, that he says, L'tzareinu kfar anu omdim acharei apirtza hazo, that's already become acceptable to use a Kli. So it seems like the Chazon Ish was a little bit saddened by the fact that it had stopped, but at the same time, on some level, accepted it. They also quote from the Sefer Halacha b'Mishpacha that there was a time that the Brisker Rav allowed them to use a Kli. Of course, we didn't spell out why today there are many who are opposed. Those who are familiar with infectious diseases are much more proficient and much more capable to present this. I am just presenting this as a small Talmud in the Sugya. But of course, there are concerns of severe diseases being passed through the saliva of the moel to the child, to the point that some have argued, and it seems to be a discussion within the medical field as well, but some have argued that is extremely dangerous for the child. The question I leave off with is, of course, as all have pointed out, our Gemara is clear that it's a sakana that originally required the metzitza to be done in the first place, as we saw in the Rambam. Of course, the irony of ironies, that if chas v'chalila, this is a sakana, at least from the perspective of the Gemara, it's the exact reason metzitza was instituted, was to protect from sakana. So the irony of ironies, of course that's a big if, but if metzitza bepeh introduces a sakana, as many claim, what a fantastic irony that the sugya started out as a way to protect from sakana, and now it is being insisted to continue in the face of sakana itself. Now, even according to the argument of the Aruch Lener and the Binyan Tzion, as well as the Levush, who in Yardei Reish Samach Vav Siv Bei says in the Mitzvah, says an ikra part of the Mila, according to Levush, one could argue it could be fulfilled with a tube as well, even if the Minig Yisrael had reasons al pi Kabbalah. And one could argue even a step further, and that is that at the end of the day, the Gemara said beferish that a moel that put a child in sakana, maviro mea mila, we remove him from doing the mila. So here we go. If we're going to say that there's an inyan matzitza bepeh, matovu manoim, maybe there is matzitza bepeh. But you can't have a moel that's going to put a child into sakana. So maybe there's two dinim of mitzitza bepeh. One because of sakana, one akim of kabbalah. But the Gemara said beferish maviro me'amila, that if a moel puts the child into sakana, he has to be removed. So if that would be so, then we would be stuck in a mamanavshach. We would fall into the category of onus rachmana patre. Once the halacha says that a moel cannot put a child into a sakana, if there was a legitimate sakana here, then even if there is a value of metzitza bepeh, that value, which is an independent value that some argue in the Mishnah, should be overrode by the fact that there is a sakana, and that would make us an onus rachmana patre, even if there was an independent value of metzitza bepeh outside of using a kli. Of course, a kli would not present the same type of sakana, from what I understand as was described to me, and that might be the best solution. This is just a small Talmud speaking, and his reflections and learning the daf and seeing the quotes from the basic poskim. And of course, all this is a review for those who are learning the Daf Yomi and to put our sugya in perspective.